Cholus Aldo Vashara Bitochen. Anybody's wife was here last night? How was it?
Well, any feedback? Nobody went. Okay.
How's it going?
Your wife went. No, she didn't.
Okay, you can listen online.
Oh, no, you can't. It's on here.
Cholus Aldo Vashara Bitochen, Perek Revi'i. Monday night, we're talking about the seven areas and how to apply bitachon to them. We're in area number three, relationships. And the Chavis Aldovas goes from one extreme to another, and here he focuses on the aspect of bitachon, which teaches you to think that, A, what's happening is from Hashem, nothing happens by itself or by accident, and B, it's l'tov. You have to take advantage of the tov. It's meant for your growth. Tov is growth. Tov is fulfilling your potential. Tov is reaching your goals. Tov doesn't mean kishmak or pleasant or comfortable. Tov is, the Ramban says in Chumash, Ve'erlekim ki tov, tov means it's goal-oriented. It reaches its goal. Anyway, so he looks at someone who's all alone, and he says the person should say, Gishmak, I have time for myself, I can go when I want, come when I want, I don't have responsibilities, I don't have the regular responsibilities of a regular person, I can spend as much, hopefully he'll use it for the good. We're talking about, he has an opportunity to use it for the good. He shouldn't think, he should temper the tragedy of his situation by realizing that really everybody is ultimately alone, and the aloneness that he has gives him an actual advantage over others because he's not saddled with those responsibilities. The Yachshav Hazeh, he should think of it as a tova from Hashem, even if he's involved in Olam Hazeh. So he could stay late at work, and he has no one to nag him to come home on time. Koshkein, if he has sheifas for Olam Haba, harei machshavto shketa v'libo ponui lekach be'et b'diduso b'li sofek. He says, nothing like being alone. We're on page Kuf Mem Ches now, the end of the paragraph, the only paragraph that's on the page, we're towards the end of it, like the last six, seven lines. Chavis Aldovas says in many places in the Sefer, if the person has a good old Breslov thought, you have to do his bodedus. You have to be alone. You have to be alone with Hashem. Talk to Hashem. Chavis Aldovas is not into that much talking to Hashem, but he wants you to think about Hashem. And it's very hard with all the distractions. A lot of noise in the world. It's full of noise. People talking, people coming, people going. You sit by yourself on a beach and watch the sunset or the sunrise, and you think about Hashem and what you're holding in the world and what you want to accomplish. There's nothing like it. And you can't do that if you have responsibilities. If you have carpool in the morning, you know, it's a rude awakening. You're flying high after Shemona Esrei, and then, you know, we all know that's life. You're involved in life. So there's the person who tragically, Chavez never got married, who tragically doesn't have a family, the Baal Bitachon's mindset, again, he's telling us how the Baal Bitachon deals with everything in life. That's his list of seven things. It covers the whole spectrum of life. Tragedy is good news, bad news, problems, everything. Now we're in relationships, and he's saying the Baal Bitachon doesn't, you know, some people allow themselves to be defined by their relationship with others. That's their definition of themselves. This is really the omek of what the Chavis Aldovas is saying. And it's really phony. Everybody's ultimately alone. You only define who you are on your own, as being alone. Anyway, so he says, so he should use it. And he machshavto shketo v'libo ponui beis bedidusa b'li sofik. Ulefikach, therefore, he says, O yubalei haprishus ba'olam, there were ascetics. Now, he doesn't recommend doing this anywhere in the Sefer. He speaks admirably of them, but I think it's partial by me. I mean, in the Sefer of Avodas Hashem, and here in Cheshbon HaNefesh, in the different parts of the Sefer, he doesn't actually he recommends his bodedus for a few minutes a day, but he doesn't recommend running away from your family. Here he speaks admirably of it. I think the pshat is he just wants to make a point. He wants to bring out the good side. So he speaks admirably of the Balei HaPrishus. Maybe, you know, some say even these were the early Christian sects. But here, he speaks admirably of them, that they went away, they didn't get married, they went away from their families, they sat in the mountains and caves, and they just communed with Hashem. To the mountains. See, when I make fun, I say commune with Hashem, we wouldn't even know what to do. Like after 5 minutes, we would say, like, you know, anybody got a TV guide? Like, what do I do now? Tell me what to do. But you think about Hashem, you praise Hashem, you on this bonein and the flows haborei, and you strengthen your appreciation of Hashem. And that's really, Hashem is limitless. That's what you're supposed to be able to do. You're supposed to figure out Darkei Hashem. We don't really know what to do. Rabbi Dolinsky spoke about it a little when he spoke of if the Mincha. Like, we don't know what we're supposed to think about Hashem. So we don't have nothing to think about after the first few seconds. You can think about Darkei Hashem. You can think about Hashem's role in history, how Hashem maneuvered. I mean, you have what to think about. Once you train yourself and you do Shara Bechina type thinking, then you can think about Hashem. Hashem is a Meitiv. Hashem is a doing Mida Keneged Mida. So that's best done in his Bodidus. When you're bumped up against all the noise of the world, so it's hard. The Kacha Yohanavim. This is where Nevuah came from. In a very, very intense way, you would slide into Nevuah with such intensity of thought and being alone and just like contemplating the godless Hashem, you would actually slide into Nevuah. And the Nevi'im would go leave their homes and they would go to the mountains. It was both of them, the Chovasim Klapei Hashem. This is the Pashup Shad. He's plowing his field. He's making furrows. Come with me, Haven also. I'll leave my home. He was ready to leave his home. He knew that's what had to be done. For him to grow and to become Muhammad Vilakha Khalio Vayashara Say. When people used to come to Eretz Yisrael to learn, I never came here, but my brother did. My brother learned Brisk. That was before if you can imagine such a thing, blow me boy, before cell phones, but before fax machines. Before fax machines, and when telephones were prohibitively expensive, and not everybody had phones. You had to go to the post office sometimes and wait online to make a phone call. We're talking even after the Six-Day War. Anyway, what's my point? Then a guy would come here to learn. He would like sit here for 3 years and learn. He didn't go home for Pesach. He didn't go home for anything. They go not even for a sister's wedding. Maybe, you know, sister's wedding. But you know, it was too expensive and it wasn't so easy to do. The Menashe Sofer didn't exist. Like, everything was hard. So you came here and you were menutak. I mean, in Europe it was certainly like that, you know. The famous story, you know, Rabbi Chanan was in Rav, in the Kollel. So He told the Chofetz Chaim. I don't know if the story is true, by the way. It's a famous story. It's a cute story. He told the Chofetz Chaim he found out he had a baby boy. Should he go home for the bris? So he said, what are you, the Moyo? But that's what in Europe for sure. I mean, I know for my father, all of us, Shalom. In Europe, you know, you went home like once every few years. You went home for Pesach. I think that was what was Mekubal. You went home for Pesach. You went home once a year for the 10 days, let's say, of Pesach. Otherwise, you're in yeshiva. You're in yeshiva. That's how it was even in Europe. So you have a little taste of that. I'm saying even when people used to come to Eretz Yisrael in the olden days, and I'm talking about my younger brother. He came, he learned in Brisk. He was here for 3 years. He didn't come home at all. I don't remember if any events happened. There were no weddings then. But there was no phone call. It wasn't like a matter-of-factly phone call. He really was menutak, and everybody was like that. There was nothing special about him. You came to Eretz Yisrael to learn in those years. You were menutak from your family. You were in a, you know, you really just, you there were no distractions. Now it is like a distraction. One of the curses of the modern world, really. With all the conveniences and geschmack, but it's full of distractions. Maybe that's why everybody's ADD. Because it's very hard to concentrate, because the world's full of distractions. Really, the phone rings. Anyway, the Chavit Avavos wants us to not be distracted. And the Nevi'im, when they were into their Hisbodedus intensely, they slid into Nevuah. They got into Nevuah. Then he has a... All right, we'll stop here. We'll stop. We'll get there.